We are bombarded by news of violence in Syria or the latest twists and turns from Washington. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, sometimes you need to look for some news that just makes you feel good.
18-year-old Vonnie Williams works as a waitress in a Texas Waffle House restaurant in Lamarck. One day, an elderly man ordered breakfast. His hands trembled. He couldn't cut the ham. He asked Vonnie if she would cut it for him. She cheerfully cut the ham. A nearby customer photographed the incident. He uploaded it on Facebook. It went viral. It so impressed Lamarck's mayor that he established a day in Williams' honor. Texas University's President Austin A. Lane issued her a scholarship check for $16,000. Why did the customer record it at all? Why did the story go viral? Today we need to feel good about something. Almost anything will do. Cultural malaise rises as personal safety and national insecurity increases. I long for feel-good stories. I also yearn for laughter. Where does one find the solace that feel-good stories generate or the relief that humor offers? I decided I'd examine my reading sources, like I'd review my diet to see if I'm getting adequate nutrition. I looked over old copies of The Guardian and The Post. I read copies of The New York Times and The New Yorker. The Week presented me with good synopses. Harper's is informative but heady, even inscrutable at times. A page in Harper's called Findings presents a bewildering one-line factoids like, the moose of Isle Royale are shrinking. Why, I'm not sure. Not why they're shrinking, but why they're even telling us at all. I reread A Mother Jones, A Flaming Liberal Rag, and Sojourners, A Thoughtful Ecumenical Christian Voice. I was looking for humor. In The New Yorker, I saw this line and liked it. Quote, if a tree falls in the forest on top of an old man with a walking stick, does he make a sound? In The Week, I saw this sly observation. A congressman called for the, quote, General Hooker entrance sign to be removed from a doorway in the State House because it is offensive to women. Humor is there. I just have to look harder to find it. Feel-good stories were fewer since it's mostly news, and what's worse, it's not fake at all. Then, on March 24th, I read about thousands of young people demonstrating for sane gun reform. I felt very good about the demonstrations. I felt especially good, as the young people who are demonstrating now represent the next generation. As they grow into adulthood, they will know from their own experience the cost of violence and how precious life is. They'll also have learned about those politicians who serve others and the country, and those who serve only themselves. Best of all, armed with that knowledge, they will vote. In that sense, the wave of the future may well be directed not as traditionally by elders, but by the youth. It is not now as it had been in days of old that wisdom was passed down generationally. The young are amassing a body of their own knowledge that disturbs but motivates them. Watch them, who knows? When these young people are old enough to vote, we may witness a marvelous transformation in America. We will have a Congress with a conscience. Now that's no joke, but it's a wonderfully feel-good story. George Merrill on the shore.